Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. The third annual Conway Fall Classic Bicycle Tour is going to be going on tomorrow. And we do have Denise Marshall. She's the Director of Public Relations and Marketing of Conway Interfaith Clinic. We also have Jim Bruce. He's President of Conway Advocates for Bicycling. Thanks, guys, for taking time and talking with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Well, one thing, let's start, Jim, with you being an advocate for bicycling. What does that mean?
Well, we're working with some other Conway groups to get Conway recognized as a bicycle-friendly community by the League of American Bicyclists. And we just learned this week that we have been named the third Arkansas city behind North Little Rock and Fayetteville as a bicycle-friendly community. And what that means is that we try to do education programs. I'm certified as a league cycling instructor to offer courses, bike rodeos for kids. We've also been working on infrastructure, which is bike lanes and bike paths, signage, and the rest. We're working on enforcement to make sure that not just the motorists but also the bicyclists obey all the traffic laws. We're doing promotion and encouragement for people to ride, and that's partly the reason that we're doing this Saturday Fall Classic, partnering with the Interfaith Clinic.
One thing you talk about bicycling, and one is it's such a great exercise. It's green, and it's becoming really a pastime for many, many Arkansans now. And it's a little bit different than when I was a kid. I had the 24-inch Schwinn bike. Everybody else had cool bikes, but I had the big heavy bike. They're a lot different. Tell us a little bit of what the bicycling experience is like now.
Well, the League of American Bicyclists says that bicycling is for fitness and transportation and recreation. Some people do it competitively in terms of racing. So I think bicycling is getting more and more popular. It's no longer just thought of, bicycles not thought of as just a toy for kids, but it can also be basic transportation. It's fun. It's green, as you said. We don't use up any fossil fuels. We don't pollute the environment. And it gives people exercise, which they sorely need, given the obesity rates and the high blood pressure rates that people are experiencing.
Well, let's talk about Denise just for a moment. We've got Denise Marshall, as we mentioned. You're the Director of Public Relations and of Marketing of the Conway Interfaith Clinic. This Fall Classic is helping you guys. Denise, tell us a little bit about Conway Interfaith Clinic and who it's set up to help.
Conway Interfaith Clinic is a nonprofit medical and dental clinic that served the uninsured of Faulkner County. The clinic opened in October of 2003, and at that time, 12% of Faulkner County residents were without any type of medical or dental insurance. Today, we're unfortunately at 24%, so we've doubled in just a few short years due to the skyrocketing cost of medical care plus the current economic conditions. It just seems like more and more people are finding themselves without any type of medical or dental insurance. We're finding that about 95% of our practice, we have one person in the household who is employed. A lot of times the children will be picked up on the either the R-Kids program or possibly the Medicaid program, which we do accept on our dental side. So we do see children with Medicaid and R-Kids. On the medical side, however, we only see the uninsured. And we're open 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. We're open from 8 until 4. And anyone who needs our services, we'd be glad to see them here. Of course, they can contact the office. That number here is 932-0559.
Well, we're talking about this Conway Interfaith Clinic and Conway Advocates for Bicycling are teaming up for this third annual Conway Fall Classic Bicycle Tour. And Jim, tell us of what the tour is about and what it means for the person that might have a bike that has done some of these road tours.
Well, we try to encourage people, no matter what their level of experience might be, to ride. And so we have some distance routes starting at 28 miles, going up through 46 miles, and actually one as long as 62 miles out west of Conway, to Plummerville and beyond. But for beginners and families, we have a shorter ride that's limited right here to Conway, 7.35 miles. I'll be leading that, and it's going to be well supervised with police support and volunteers to block off some of the streets in Conway to protect the riders. And so, again, regardless of what the level of experience might be, we want everybody to ride.
Okay, so it starts at what time tomorrow?
The distance rides all start at 8 o'clock. The community ride starts at 9. People will start getting back as early as 11. Some may be a little late afternoon, but Zaza's is going to be catering pizza for us beginning at 11 o'clock, so there will be a lunch included in the cost of the rides. We ask $35 for individuals and $50 for families, but first 200 people to register will get a T-shirt, a custom-designed T-shirt, and we'll also get the lunch.
Now, they can find this information, I guess, online, correct?
Right. One way is to go to cycleconway.com, and then at the top of that page, it says Fall Classic, and you can click on that. Cycleconway.com, and then click on Fall Classic, and that'll take you to the page where you can register. We're also having a drawing for some pretty good prizes. Denise might want to talk about those.
Yes, we have several items that are up for a drawing. We have a High Sierra hydration pack. We have a nice pair of sunglasses. We have a set of bike wheels. And
those are all contributed by the ride here in the summer.
Right. And then Orbea Bike USA out of North Little Rock has been so gracious to donate an Orbea TTG bicycle at a retail value of $1,250. So we have that bike available.
And the tickets are $5 a piece or five for $20. And people don't have to be present at the drawing on noon to win the prizes.
And all proceeds, of course, of this event is going to benefit the Conway Interfaith Clinic and Conway Advocates for Bicycling. All entry fees are tax deduction to a nonprofit. That's pretty awesome as well. Okay, well, we appreciate you guys taking time and talking with us. Let's just recap one more time. What time does it begin, and what does a person need to do if they want to participate, Jim?
Okay, registration will be on site at the First United Methodist Church at Prince and Clifton Streets here in Conway, starting at 7 o'clock Saturday morning until 9 o'clock when the community ride leaves. But the distance rides will be leaving at 8 o'clock that morning, or people can go online and pre-register at cycleconway.com, Fall Classic. Click on Fall Classic. And then that's through Thursday afternoon, and then they can pick up their pre-registration materials at the ride, the bicycle shop at Morningside, at Meadow Lake and Donaghy. The ride, they can pick up their materials, pre-registration materials, beginning at 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
All right. We appreciate you guys taking time and talking with us. We've been talking with Denise Marshall. She's Director of Public Relations and Marketing of the Conway Interfaith Clinic. Jim Bruce, President of the Conway Advocates for Bicycling. Guys, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. As always, you can find this program and all the information at kffb.com. Just click on the Open Mic tab, and you'll find all the information that we've talked about here. Thanks, guys, for taking time and talking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.